In other world news, this Thursday morning, Indonesia's Sumatra Island was pounded by aftershocks overnight after the world's most powerful earthquake so far this year killed at least 6 people and buried many more under buildings. Tsunami warnings were repeatedly issued and lifted for the Indian Ocean Rim countries in the aftermath of the undersea quake. The U.S. Geological Survey said a total of 19 aftershocks hit the area, some reaching magnitudes of 8.4 on the Richter scale. Sister Janet Ferns has more.
The worst affected area remains Sumatra, closest to the quake's epicentre. The mayor of Padang, the capital of West Sumatra, said many people were trapped under collapsed buildings, and there were also reports of hundreds injured in Bengkulu to the south. Ashrif Mugroha, spokesperson for Red Cross Indonesia, said there are people on the ground right now in Bengkulu helping hospital evacuees.
They set up shelter in the area of the hospitals because some patients who are hospitalized, they have to be evacuated outside.
Indonesia suffers frequent quakes as it lies on an active seismic belt on part of the so-called Pacific Ring of Fire. A huge earthquake measuring more than 9 on the Richter scale struck the same area of Indonesia on December the 26th, 2004, causing a massive tsunami and over 230,000 deaths in countries across the Indian Ocean region. Ms. Mugroho says new systems are in place to help give people warning.
Red Cross, together with the local governments, do a kind of early warning information to all the people there of the incoming tremors that still happen. So they know how to anticipate, and that's why they are still staying outside of their houses.
I'm Sister Janet Ferns.